You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all of you Foxborough faithful. You are now locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast. Today is Thursday, July 22nd, 2021, and it's time to talk quarterbacks. And if it's time to talk quarterbacks, you know it's SCO time here on your daily home for news, notes, and analysis infused with the occasional opinion on your six-time Super Bowl champions, the New England Patriots. And for all you fantasy football fans out there, after listening to today's episode of Locked On Patriots, check out my friend and colleague, Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News, who provides you with the edge you need in your fantasy football leagues. Winning your league starts with the right data, and Locked On Fantasy Football is a daily podcast all year round, so your fantasy team never fails. Subscribe to the Locked On Fantasy Football podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Greetings and salutations, Patriots Nation, and thank you for joining me on this Thursday episode of the pod. My name is Mike DeBate, and I cover your New England Patriots for Patriot Maven of Sports Illustrated. I am also your host of the Locked On Patriots podcast, which of course is a proud part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And folks, because it's your team every day, that means your questions, comments, feedback are always welcomed, very much encouraged. So share that feedback, send it to the internet by reaching out to me and following me on Twitter at MDABATENFL. And while you're out there doing some Thursday traveling through the Twitterverse, please be sure to follow the Locked On Patriots account as well at LO_Patriots. And then there was one Pats fans, as in one positional grouping left, here to evaluate on the Locked On Patriots podcast. For the past few weeks, we've been evaluating all of the Patriots' positional depth charts, whether it be wide receiver, running backs, tight ends. On the defense, we've been talking about the D-line, the linebackers, the secondary, the offensive line over on the opposite side of the ball. We even talked some special teams with my Patriots paisan yesterday and Steve Balestrieri. However, we probably saved the most high profile for last. That's right, folks, the quarterback position. Cam Newton, Mac Jones, Jarrett Stidham, and Brian Hoyer, all of which are competing for spots on the field, but there will only be one starter. Who will that be? Well, if we're going to talk quarterbacks, you know we have to welcome in the quarterback whisperer himself, the excellence of execution, the host emeritus here on Locked On Patriots, is back. Mark Schofield joins me here on the hot seat, and Mark is among the best in the business at evaluating quarterback play. And today here on the pod, I'll be asking him why Patriots fans should be optimistic about Cam Newton's play in 2021, why Mac Jones might be able to win the starting job in training camp, and why Jarrett Stidham should not be forgotten from this depth chart. Folks, the Patriots have quite a few new players, a lot of exciting positional battles, but let's face it, all eyes are going to be on the quarterbacks. They always have been, they always will be. And in just a moment, my good friend Mark Schofield of USA Today will join me on the hot seat to talk Cam, Mac, Brian, and Jarrett when this Thursday episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast continues. Locked On listeners, when it comes to repairing or maintaining your vehicle, why would you spend 30%, 50%, even 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or a new car dealership? It's still possible to take pride in your ride and even save a little in the process. Visit my good friends at rockauto.com. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks, and they're delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and then choose the brands, the specifications, and here's the best part, folks, the prices you prefer. RockAuto.com's prices are always reliably low, and they're the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers just like you and me. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Make sure to put Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Patriots fans, when it comes to positional previews, there is no one, and I mean no one, in the sports media universe that provides the detail, the analysis, and the insight at the quarterback position than my esteemed guest today. Wholeheartedly sincere when I say that this man is the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. Kind of makes me want to throw my hands out like Bret Hart when I say that, but he is the excellence of execution, the host emeritus here at Locked On Patriots. Today, folks, we bless the reins and welcome back my predecessor, my mentor, most importantly, my good friend, Mark Schofield. Mark, thank you so much for joining me today. Welcome back home.
Oh, Mike, it's a pleasure to be back, my friend. Always great when we get a chance to do a show, to catch up, all that fun stuff. Excited to be here. Also excited because, look, we do have football, like you said. It's pretty much right around the corner here. We got some training camps opening up. We got some teams already practicing. I think the Steelers will record this on Thursday. I think the Steelers are, you know, getting to the field today. So it's time. We're going to hear the crack of the pad, the whistles, and all that good stuff. Football is back, and it's great to see.
Absolutely. It's always great to have football back. And usually when you come back, we joke about, oh, it's a dull time of year. It's, you know, there's nothing going on. And yeah, usually it's tongue in cheek, especially in Foxborough. There's always something to talk about up here in New England, but you hit the nail on the head. Training camps are opening. It is such a great time for football fans because everything in the football season right now, Mark, is in front of you. Training camp is in front of you. Preseason games are in front of you. Roster cutdowns, the regular season. Everything is still in that realm where you're looking at it and saying, there's a chance. Every NFL team right now is looking at it and saying there's a chance. So always great, of course, up here in New England. Patriots training camp starting in less than a week. Rookies are already reporting. Ronnie Perkins, Christian Barmore, inked their deals. They're officially in the fold. And the Patriots have had some impressive additions to the roster this year. But the two tight ends, without any question, that's going to be a lot of fun. Upgrades on the defensive line, upgrades at linebacker. But let's be honest, folks. We're bringing Mark in for a reason, because all eyes will be on the quarterback position. And we've heard Bill Belichick say, as soon as just a couple of days after Mac was drafted, Cam is our starter. And the consensus is that Cam Newton will be the starter, at least to begin the season. That is, of course, but unless Mac comes in and wows the coaching staff to the point where he's clearly the undisputed best quarterback in the room. We'll get to Mac Jones in just a moment, but let's start with Cam Newton, bud. 2020 was a subpar year for Cam, and I think he'd be the first to admit it. He said so himself, and I've been called a Cam apologist here on Locked On Patriots because I've said that I believe circumstances surrounding last season, whether it be the lack of a preseason, whether it be COVID, whether it be the team around him, that all had something to do with it. Again, I'm not making too many excuses because some of that is clearly on Cam, but he won't have out of the doubt this season. So Cam has to bet a lot on himself. And I think the contract that he signed, the attitude that he's been putting out, what we're seeing from him indicates that Cam is ready to bet on himself this year. Mark, you see quarterback position that us mere mortals don't see. So when you look at Cam's potential in 2021, what gives you reason to be optimistic? And is there anything that concerns you about Cam Newton potentially the starter in New England in 2021?
Well, Mike, I mean, I think the reasons for optimism require context and then a little bit of analysis. I think the much-needed context to the sort of Cam Newton discussion as we embark on, you know, training camp is last year was a season unlike any other. You know, Cam signed late. Mm-hmm. Cam didn't get the benefit of a traditional training camp. He didn't get the benefit of preseason games, which, you know, obviously there's not a ton that's done in those, but it's an opportunity to test your knowledge of the playbook and concepts against different teams, different, you know, people that aren't your defense. You're going up against, you know, players in a different uniform. He contracted COVID, and Cam has certainly said that, you know, coming back from COVID after he was cleared to return, it took him a couple of weeks to sort of get back to speed. And also his health. I mean, Cam recently said, we've all seen the video, that for the first time in a long time, he feels completely healthy. Now, Cam had been dealing with the foot injury, the shoulder injury, and all these injuries that sort of marred the final season or two of his time in Carolina. And so I think that much needed context provides at least some reason for hope that, look, we're not going to see the Cam Newton of 2020 and 2021, right? We can believe that, you know, with COVID somewhat in the rearview mirror, specifically with Cam having recovered from it himself, with Cam Newton being fully healthy, you know, that we're going to get a better version of Cam than we saw last year. And there's also the additional context of, look, like you mentioned, they added the two tight ends, Henry and Smith. We know what this offense is probably going to look like. It's going to be shades of what we saw, you know, at the start of the 2010s, right, with Aaron Hernandez and Rob Gronkowski, a lot of 12 personnel, a lot of two tight ends. We expect a lot of play action. And so I think that the offense will be tailored to be somewhat quarterback-friendly. Now, obviously, look, quarterback-friendly is something that all offensive coordinators should be doing, but when you have the two tight ends, the running game we expect to have, the offensive line they expect to have, we do expect a lot of play action, and we all know the data tells us, the film tells us, play action can be that proverbial cheat code. So then there's that piece to it, the sort of schematic context to it as well. And I think the final thing to sort of look at with Cam is this. Prior to, you know, that injury and COVID and all that stuff sort of, there was that week two game against Seattle. And I think anybody that has hope for Cam Newton in 2021, you know, you could turn on that game against Seattle. You could turn on that game against Houston, even later in the season, even though they lost, and find the moments where you're like, okay, he got it. Like he understood the concepts, understood the coverage, and was able to make throws, particularly in the downfield part of the passing game, that were impressive. Now, is that enough to really say, I'm going to go all in on this? Nah, I don't know. I'm more of a man of the take the cautiously optimistic approach at best. But I do think that there are reasons to have some faith and hope. Now, also a counter argument to what I just said is Seattle at that part of the year was a bad defense. Houston was an atrocious defense. So, yeah, sure, he had success against two bad defenses. Is that really cause for hope? I mean, it's something. But if you're going to make the case that Cam is going to be the guy and he's going to have a rebound year and he's going to be the quarterback this team needs, that's the context. That's the stuff that you can sort of pin those hopes on, that 2021 is going to be different than 2020 and that there were moments last year that, yeah, this passing game had some potential. It never fully realized it, but there were moments.
Absolutely. And I think that you make a very interesting point about Cam in terms of what we're going to see as opposed to what we have seen and reasons to be optimistic. Look, bottom line, no one is questioning whether or not Cam did struggle a little bit in 2020. I think there is optimism that we won't see that same struggle or most of those same struggles in 2021. But ultimately, it's going to be about what we see on the field. And really, until the pads come on and until he starts practicing and we really start to see Cam Newton progress through a normal training camp, maybe even into some preseason games. I agree with you, Mark. I think it's very difficult to walk that slippery slope, but there is a great amount of optimism for the Patriots at the quarterback position compared to what we saw last year, and I think that will continue into training camp. So we'll keep our sharp eye there. But if Cam is unseated as the starter, it's likely that it's going to be Mac Jones that'll be the one to do it. Now, I've said before here on the pod that Mac is a quarterback that can succeed here in New England. The best way to fit into the Patriots offense is to win those pre-snap reads, make anticipatory throws, demonstrate the ability to get the ball out on time and deliver it pretty accurately. And Mac has shown during his time in Alabama that he can do that. And I think the Patriots have surrounded him or will surround him with the type of team that's going to allow him to do that. But the road to getting there, Mark, may not likely be there on day one this year. So if Mac is in fact going to be the guy, what does he need to show the Pats coaching staff to make them believe that he is indeed the guy coming out of training camp?
Well, I mean, I think it's a number of things, and, you know, it's probably not going to be a surprise where we go with this because these are the things that all teams want to see from their quarterbacks. It's a knowledge of the offense. It's an understanding of what they're trying to accomplish on a given play. You know, you're not missing reads, throws, opportunities because you don't have an understanding of the concept, the coverage, and where your eyes need to be. If you're missing guys running wide open up the seam, take, for example, one of New England's, you know, pillar foundational offensive concepts, Haas. Hitch seam, right? If you've got a single safety look and you've got cover one, cover three, whatever, you want to have your eyes on that seam route. That's an opportunity for a big play up the seam. And if you're not looking there because you're misreading the coverage, you're not understanding what's going on, you're not going to be able to run New England's offense. So you're going to want to see that. You're also going to want to see somebody with an understanding of the protection schemes. And this is an area where I think Mac Jones demonstrated some proficiency during his time at Alabama. We all know, look, he's not the most elite athlete. There were better athletes at the quarterback position in this draft class. But I do think that he showed an understanding of protection schemes. He showed an understanding of blitz schemes. He showed an understanding of where his weaknesses were in those schemes. And then he knew to tie that together if he was getting blitzed over that area, whether it's, you know, off the edge or up the middle or whatever, that he would have to get ahead of things and bail the pocket early. And he's going to have to continue to show proficiency in that area, an understanding of protection schemes up front. And certainly, you know, the coaching staff can help him with that. The other thing is, look, you're going to have to execute the offense. You're going to not make mistakes. I mean, they don't want somebody that's going to go out there and throw three interceptions in a game. Like, we all know the NFL is sort of tilted in this era towards, you know, offense, the passing game, and all that stuff. Defenses aren't pitching shutouts these days. But if you go out and throw three interceptions, it's hard to win. It's hard to win football games if you're doing that as a quarterback. And so he's going to have to show that he can take care of the football, that he can keep the offense on schedule, that he can avoid critical mistakes and critical moments that might mean the difference between winning or losing games. Could mean the difference between, you know, winning, getting into the playoffs and not. Let's not forget, Mike, this is a very deep AFC. I mean, you look around the AFC landscape right now, you can make a case for three teams in the AFC North that could be very good. You know, Cleveland, Baltimore, maybe Pittsburgh. You know, we got some questions there. You can make a case in the West that, yeah, the Chiefs are going to be good. The Chargers look like they could be good. Denver might have one of the better rosters in the league, but they obviously have huge questions at quarterback. You look at the AFC South, yeah, Houston is a train wreck, but Tennessee could be very good again. Indianapolis could be good if they get Carson Wentz. And, oh, by the way, the AFC East, Buffalo's got everybody back. Miami still has a good roster, and you've got New England there as well. The AFC East is deep, and one game could mean the difference between playing in January and watching in January. And so if you've got a guy that can't, you know, take care of the football and it's going to cost you a game like that, you're not going to play him. And so those are the things that Mac Jones is going to have to prove that he can do for this offense, you know, run the system, know where he needs to be with his eyes, know where he needs to be with his throws, and also tarp. This is something that I think quarterbacks have to, time and rhythm, anticipation, and placement. Like, that's a critical component, those four things, to the Patriots offense. Can you make throws on time, in rhythm, with anticipation and placement? Because the offense is constructed, traditionally speaking, this Patriots offense, about yardage after the catch. And if you are late, if you are not in rhythm, if you cannot anticipate, and if the throws are off target, any one of those four things can, you know, just send us a play spiraling out of control, and routes that are supposed to be 5-yard catches and 15-yard gains become 5-yard catches, 5-yard gains. That's not how this offense excels. And so he's going to have to be proficient in that area. That's what he's going to have to show, Mike. If he can do all that, well, great. Then the Patriots hit it out of the park. But we'll have to see, you know, as we get training camp, preseason games, if Mac Jones can deliver that as a rookie.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad that you made the point of waiting and seeing what he's able to do and how he's able to progress. And also the depth of the AFC, which I don't think a lot of people in New England are catering to as much. Maybe some of the fan bases, a lot of the fan base, I think, is taking a look at all the upgrades. They're taking a look at the optimism of having someone like Mac Jones in camp and saying, well, if Cam can't do it, then Mac's going to be able to do it. And this team is going to steamroll and they're going to be able to go on to be the Patriots of old. Doesn't quite work that way, folks. They're still building their identity in New England, and I still think there will be growing pains. Optimism to be better than last year, but at the same time, there's still a lot of question marks and still a lot of unprovens. And thank you for the clarification and spot-on analysis when it comes to Mac Jones. Couldn't agree more, and I think the Patriots will see that on the field, especially when it comes to either Mac or Cam as the potential starter. Mark, I always appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to join me here on the pod. And folks, we're not done just yet, because there is a forgotten man in the quarterback race. And in a lot of ways, you can understand it, but in a lot of ways, you can't. And that is Jarrett Stidham. We're going to talk a little bit about Jarrett, and then we're going to bring it all home today and ask Mark his prediction for the quarterback room in the 2021 NFL season when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast continues. Locked On listeners get all the latest news, odds, and info for all of your sporting needs, including Major League Baseball, the NBA, NHL, all of your UFC MMA action, and of course the NFL, with the only place that has you covered and the only place we trust, BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. Before the start of your next favorite sporting event, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the greatest sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. You can track all the action at BetOnline. Head over to the website at betonline.ag and sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the action. Head over to their website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Folks, Mark Schofield joins me here today, and we've been talking a lot about the quarterback room, my friend, and we've been talking about Cam Newton and Mac Jones, and obviously those are the big names in this quarterback room, and really I think where most of the sharp eyes will be in training camp. But let's not forget that when Tom Brady decided to take his talents to Miami, take his talents to Tampa Bay, there was a consensus that Jarrett Stidham might end up being the guy, that the Patriots were leaning in that direction. They didn't draft a quarterback in 2020. All signs seemed to point that Jarrett Stidham was going to get the ball to start the 2020 season. And then obviously Cam Newton came in, and you know, we know what happened there, and the 2020 season progressed as it did. Jarrett has kind of fallen to third on the depth chart in the public's mind anyway. I don't want to make any type of team statements here, but in the public's mind, it right now is Cam quarterback one, Matt quarterback two, and Jarrett quarterback three, with of course Brian Hoyer right now being quarterback four, most likely being a camp body at this point. But Jarrett Stidham has shown some flashes of being able to lead an NFL offense, but we haven't seen the consistency, Mark. He's thrown interceptions. There have been times where he's looked uncomfortable. There have been times where he's looked pretty good making throws or making reads. So you've been to scout Jarrett for a while now. You've been someone that's followed his progressions and his abilities quite closely during the time that he's been here in New England, and even back when he was a quarterback at Auburn, even going further back when he was, you know, obviously the quarterback at Baylor. You look at Jarrett Stidham, is there a reason to believe that he could throw his hat into the ring as a possible contender for a starting position, assuming that injury is not a factor here, folks? I want to be very clear on that. Or is he relegated right now to a backup role for as long as he wears a Patriots uniform?
I mean, I think it's a tall task. Now, it's not to say that he can't do it. You know, I do think that there are some things about Jarrett Stidham that indicate that, look, you know, his reading of defenses at times, his ability to make throws, particularly when he's on the move at times, you know, they show proficiency at the quarterback position. But given the presence of Cam Newton, number one, given the decision to draft Mac Jones, number two, I think those two things are evidence that, for whatever reason, the coaching staff, and again, I don't really want to read into, you know, where their mind is. But let's not forget that June last year, right, some self-described NFL analyst who people think knows a little bit about quarterbacks wrote that the Patriots have a plan, and the plan is Jarrett Stidham. And about a week later, they signed Cam Newton. Now, yes, if you're wondering, dear listeners, it was me who wrote that. Because like everybody else, I thought, look, you know, it's clear they haven't made, they didn't draft a quarterback. They didn't go out and sign anybody. Then 2 weeks later, you know, they signed Cam Newton. Now, thankfully, I snuck in at the end, you know, look, if Cam Newton comes on a team-friendly deal, then obviously you sign Cam Newton. This plan goes out the window. So thank God I included that. But there was an opportunity to move ahead with Jarrett Stidham, and they signed Cam Newton. There was an opportunity again. Look, they just got done seeing – what may be the worst of Cam Newton, and they didn't say, look, we're going to roll ahead with Jarrett Stidham, we're going to draft a wide receiver at 15. We're going to do something else at 15. They drafted a quarterback. And this is part of the reason why I love free agency. It's part of the reason why I love the draft. It's because, you know, Bill Belichick can get up to a podium, can sit in front of the camera on a Zoom and say whatever he wants about his offense, about his defense, about his roster. But when you have to make decisions in free agency, when you have to turn in a card with a player's name on it during the draft, you're not hiding. You're showing the world how you feel about your roster. And the past two quarterback decisions were sign Cam Newton, Brennan Mac Jones. And so that tells me that, look, they're not comfortable with Jarrett Stidham. Now, maybe, look, maybe he ends up as the forgotten man, the guy that sort of rises to the top here. Maybe Cam continues to struggle, Mac Jones doesn't pick up the offense quickly enough, and Jarrett Stidham, having been in the system for a while now, is the guy that emerges. I'm not saying it can't happen. But given the two most recent quarterback decisions by this organization to sign Cam Newton and draft Mac Jones, that tells me that at the very least, the Patriots aren't convinced that Jarrett Stidham could be the guy. It could happen. He does have some traits that show up on film. He certainly has done the work. You see him, you know, working out with Jordan Palmer, and he's out there with Josh Allen and working on the game, his game and mechanics and all that stuff. But given those two decisions, I'm hesitant at best to say that, look, Stidham's going to be the guy that somehow emerges out of this situation.
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right on that. And look, bottom line, you invest the draft capital to bring in Mac Jones at 15. That clearly shows that it's either going to be Cam's team with Mac kind of waiting in the wings, or Mac comes in and becomes the starter day one because he just essentially wows the competition and wows the coaching staff the way you described in the previous segment. So, again, I think it's more Cam's job to lose than Mac's to win at this point. And I think Jarrett is facing a tall task. But that doesn't necessarily mean, folks, that Jarrett Stidham is not an NFL caliber quarterback or an caliber starter. If it's not here, maybe it's somewhere else. But I still think the Patriots are going to carry three quarterbacks this year. And I expect Jarrett to still remain on this team and under contract. With the New England Patriots. Obviously, he is under contract, but I expect him to still be a part of this roster. And, who knows? Anything and everything can happen in Foxborough, bud. And that leads me very nicely into my final question for you, because when you look at the quarterback position as a whole, I think it's really going to dictate the type of year the Patriots are going to have. Yes, the defense is vastly improved, and I think they'll be much more preventive than they were last year. I think they'll be better at setting the edge, and then because of that, I think they'll be better at stuffing the run because they've got guys in the middle of that interior of the defensive line that can stop the football, and then that allows the edge rushers to be able to get into position, especially with some of the additions they made at linebacker. But the quarterbacks are going to dictate that. So when you look at this team from start to finish, pre-camp right now, Mark, and I'm not putting you on the spot, this is just prediction time. what do you see coming from the quarterback position from the Patriots in 2021? And are there any potential surprises out there that you think Patriots fans might want to keep a sharp eye on as training camp progresses?
You know, it's weird, right? Because I'm sure you've heard the same. I've been told the same. This is an organization that feels pretty good about 21 of 22 positions. They feel like this is a roster that, given the additions on both sides of the football, given the players that are coming back onto Hightower, return to this huge for this defense, but they feel really good about 21 of 22 positions. And it's a roster that can contend right now. Of course, the big elephant in the room is this. The 22nd position, the one they don't feel great about right now, is quarterback. And this is a quarterback-driven league, and the importance of having a quarterback that can run your offense, that can sometimes transcend your offense, that can keep you on schedule, that can avoid big mistakes, it's essential to being a successful football team. And so it ultimately will come down to that. Do they get consistent production, efficient execution from the quarterback position? If they get that, this is a team that can certainly make a run at the division. You know, I still think that even if they get that, Buffalo is a very good football team. If they don't get that, if Cam continues to struggle, if they have to go to Mac Jones and he struggles, whatever the reason, then it's a team that could still struggle to get to 500 because we know the importance of the quarterback position. Now, look, they could do things schematically with the 12 personnel, with the running backs and all that stuff that can perhaps mask some inefficiencies and poor performance at the quarterback position. But ultimately, look, it's going to be 3rd and 7 at some point in the fourth quarter, and you're going to need the guy to make a read and a throw from the pocket. And if you don't have that, you're going to struggle. Now, in terms of sort of surprises, you know, I do think that when you look at this offense, I think Jacoby Myers is going to, I think, play a critical role. I do think his emergence as a potential good spot type receiver will be critical for this team, because if they're going to be a lot of 12 personnel, those boundary receivers are basically going to be in slot alignments. And he showed an efficiency and an ability to sort of get open, beat coverage, particularly with that two-way go opportunity out of the slot. Well, if you're a reduced formation and alignment with 12 personnel, that's basically where you're at. So I think Jacoby Myers is in a very good situation. I also am very optimistic about Ramondre Stevenson. I know the running back position is often a sort of graveyard when it comes to thinking about who can really contend and, you know, who can sort of really produce for the New England Patriots, because they do so much from a matchup basis. But again, watching Spencer Rattler, as we start thinking about next draft, as I've done over the past couple of weeks, I'm reminded again of what Ramondre Stevenson has in the tool bag. I think he's a very, very exciting player to think about and the things that they can do with him sort of schematically as a receiver. Obviously, there's a lot of excitement about, look, the past couple of seasons, Patriots get first and goal at the four. It felt like it was an automatic field goal at best, you know, because they just couldn't find ways in short yardage situations to get the job done. Having him, I think, in short yardage situations will also help. So I'm very excited about him. Defensively, obviously, the question is this: what happens with the Stephon Gilmore situation? I do think if he's healthy, I do think if he returns and they get the sort of contract situation worked out, that this will be a much better defense because of that and because of the return of Dont'a Hightower. But again, it all comes back to that 22nd position group, that 22nd position, that quarterback position. If they figure it out, if they get consistent performance and execution, this could be a good team. If not, it might be a season like last year.
Patriots fans, the great Mark Schofield never disappoints, and it was my honor to join him on the microphone today. Some technical problems to close out our recording today, but please, by all means, follow my good friend Mark Schofield on the Bird app, as he likes to say, aka Twitter, at Mark Schofield, all one word. Touchdown Wire of USA Today is where you can find the man's written work, and of course, you know him from platforms such as Inside the Pylon, Big Blue View, Bleeding Green Nation, Pat's Pulpit, just to name a few. And of course, want to give a plug to his show, The Sco Show, Appointment Listening for Patriots fans. He is also the reason that the Toto poster on the wall here in the Locked On Patriots studios will never be taken down. We'll always bless the reins in his honor, and we look forward to having Mark back here on Locked On Patriots very soon to once again evaluate the quarterback position as the Patriots march toward the 2021 season. And as we march toward the end of your work week, Locked On Patriots still has plenty more news, notes, and analysis from Foxborough to come. So to ensure that you do not miss a single second of the action, download, subscribe to, and follow the Locked On Patriots podcast on platforms such as Spotify, the Odyssey app, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Just make sure that you are staying locked into Locked On Patriots. And even though Locked On Patriots has you covered for all the news, notes, and analysis you need from Foxborough, get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. My good friend and host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, my name is Mike DeBate. I thank my good friend and predecessor Mark Schofield for his time, his insight, and his appearance on today's pod. But most of all, I thank you so much for listening and for continuing to make Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage. Until tomorrow, Pats fans, stay safe, stay well, be the change you wish to see in the world always. Have a great day, everyone.